From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Interim Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding the General Mitchell International Airport Solar Energy Study. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I know why he's here. Item number 16.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the item before you, as stated, was an informational report on the progress of the Chimay Solar Energy Study Project. At present, the airport staff has worked with facilities management, environmental staff, and they've completed and will be advertising later this month a request for a statement of qualifications or an RFQ to provide planning, technical, economic feasibility services to help the airport identify if it's possible and if it's feasible to implement a large-scale photovoltaic installation on airport property. Once responses to the RFQ are received, the field will be narrowed, an RFP will be issued, we will get final proposals, select a firm who will then help us study whether or not the proposal works. We want to make sure that we get this right. There have been several installations done elsewhere in the country, and the FAA admits that they're still in a learning process with this. So we definitely want to make sure we've got somebody with experience on hands in studying and implementing these types of systems.
Any questions? Alexander and Supervisor Dreiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you know how many other airports have this type of service, or my question is aimed at, I'm wondering if it's reasonable to believe that there are a variety of vendors out there, or is there only one or two in the country that have the experience that you're making a requirement?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yes, there are. I don't have the exact count on hand, but I can think just off the top of my head is at least as many as eight airport solar farms that have been implemented. There are a couple that have had to have some tweaks already because, as I stated, the FAA is in a learning process with these, and they're changing their requirements a little bit. To answer Supervisor Alexander's question, yes, we fully expect that there are multiple firms out there that have actual experience implementing solar farms in the United States on airport grounds.
Thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Dreiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two things. When you bring in this consultant, we might also attempt to use that consultant to help educate us in going for grants to ultimately pay for something that we acquire. The other thing I would comment on is the WEDC and others, including the Transform Milwaukee Group, has been kind of rallying for this very kind of project. So there may be an opportunity there through WDC with regard to economic development grants, et cetera. I just, while we're doing the process of getting the RFP, hopefully we're also keeping our eye on an ability to perhaps fund these projects and use those consultants as much as we can for that piece of it as well.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that's completely understood. Our first step, we believe, is first to identify land or places that are available to put these. We don't want to put them somewhere that turns out to be problematic for air traffic control or the pilots. So after we have identified the space available on airport grounds that can work, then we'll start to get into the okay. Let's talk about the financials and does this make financial sense. Airports are doing this elsewhere because airports everywhere in the United States, including Mitchell Airport, are very very much seeking out sources of non-aeronautical revenue. As for the consultant providing any kind of expertise or coaching for the county side of the project, we're certainly part of the family, part of the team. We just need to make sure, of course, that all of our grant assurances are met.
Mr. Chair, since this has been so important to the board, I would like to make motion to receive and place on file.
Your motion will receive and place on file. Any objection? Madam Clerk, call the roll on item number 6. Oh, excuse me. I'm a student. Do you have any comment? Are you sure not? All right. Call the roll.
Weishaar?
Aye.
Werkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander? Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item be received and placed on file prevails.
Madam Clerk, I'm going to take one item out.